This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, the new U.S. Congress begins its work today, and of course, the partisan bickering has already resumed. Just a few days into the new year, Chapel Hill has seen another incident involving a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle. This time it happened in Metamont yesterday morning. And we're entering the heart of flu season across the Tar Heel State. Looks like this year's version of the virus is particularly dangerous. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. We have some extraordinarily cold weather on the way. And this morning in WCHL Championship Sports, the number 18 North Carolina men's basketball team fell to number 13 Notre Dame last night. It was a close game, 71-70, last night at the Smith Center. And
going small almost came up big for the Tar Heels.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 30 degrees in Chapel Hill. If you think it's cold this morning, just wait until later in the week. Mostly sunshine today, and actually a nice day. Mild temperatures, highs today about 50. But it will be a little breezy this afternoon. Tonight, cold with the lows in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning. Our high tomorrow in the middle 30s, and temperatures will start to fall from there. And tomorrow night, we'll get all the way down to about 10 degrees. My goodness, cold is definitely on the way. The new U.S. Congress begins its work today, and of course the partisan bickering has already started again, not just in Washington, D.C., but also in Raleigh, where the North Carolina General Assembly is about to reconvene as well. Americans in general say they're sick and tired of all this, and so do North Carolinians in particular. But are we any closer to the day when the bickering subsides? In Chapel Hill, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says he's proud that Orange County provided an historical number of votes for Senator Hagan's unsuccessful re-election bid back in November, but he adds that also shows the difference between Orange County and much of North Carolina. And as 2015 begins, the mayor says it's time to find some common goals in a challenging political climate. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The people of Chapel Hill and Orange County are going to get very little attention or interest on the issues that we care about from our legislature, our governor, our U.S. Senate, or anyone in Congress if we don't figure out a way to have conversations across the political divides.
Speaking to WCHL recently, Kleinschmidt, a Democrat, praised Republican Governor Pat McCrory for reaching across the divide on one issue that's important to them both.
I think the governor has shown us that, at least in as much as he's come out and been actually supportive of our regional transit system, even in the face of members of his own party trying to destroy that plan from Wake County. He said, as far as he's concerned, the state will be there for the Durham-Orange County part of the regional transit plan.
The poisonous climate in Washington, D.C., where political compromise is often rejected in favor of winner-take-all stances, is not only reflected in state legislatures, but sometimes in municipal governments as well. Kleinschmidt experienced some angry battles in 2014, such as the Ephesus Fordham rezoning, that pitted people from within his own political spectrum against each other. He said he hopes that people can begin to understand that not getting everything you want in a political argument is not the same thing as losing.
I'm concerned that in 2015, Chapel Hill will adopt these more contentious, almost partisan conflicts that we're seeing in Raleigh and in Washington, where you are entirely a winner or you're entirely a loser.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Just a few days here into the new year, Chapel Hill has seen another incident involving a pedestrian getting struck by a vehicle. This time it happened at Metamont. In an email, Metamont Community Association Manager Bill Farrell said a resident of the neighborhood was struck by a car on Monday morning, just before 9 o'clock, while crossing Sprunt Street on the Greenway Trail. According to Farrell, the individual was injured and transported to UNC hospitals. That's a quote. No word on the extent of the injuries, but they're not reported as life-threatening. The pedestrian was reportedly crossing at a posted crosswalk. Officials are reminding everyone that the law requires drivers to stop for pedestrians in crosswalks. And in other news this morning, there was a special presentation last night at the Chapel Hill Town Council.
So at this moment, the transit operations is not financially sustainable. in the long term. So we've got to do something.
That is Bethany Whitaker of the transportation firm Nelson Nygaard. The town hired the firm to study the state's second largest transit system and help make a financial plan for the system's future. Chapel Hill Transit has about 100 fixed route vehicles. About 40% of the buses need to be replaced, and more drivers and mechanics also need to be hired. Whitaker said in her presentation to the council last night, and all that takes money.
Around $80 million over the next 10 years needs to be invested in the system, both for replacing vehicles, also bringing staff and operations up to speed, but this does not account for any growth in the system.
Funding for the Chapel Hill Transit system comes from the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and from the university as well. Chapel Hill Transit also gets federal and state funding. Federal funds have actually remained steady over the last 10 years, but inflation makes 2015 dollars worth less. State funding has decreased during this period. Whitaker listed five strategies to make the bus system financially sustainable. Number one, pass a tax to raise more money for area transit. Number two, reduce service. Number three, start charging to ride the bus. Number four, leasing debt financing to purchase vehicles. And number five, require the partners, the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and UNC, to increase their funding. Council members offered different viewpoints on whether busing is too heavily oriented toward the Carolina campus and whether fares ought to be charged. Members asked Nelson Nygaard to analyze each option in greater detail to help the council make a financial plan for the transit system. We're entering the heart of flu season across the Tar Heel State, and it looks like this year's version of the virus is particularly dangerous. This has caused some hospital systems to set limits on patient visitation. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
The Durham VA Medical Center is the latest to add their name to the growing list of medical service providers that are placing restrictions on visitors during the particularly heavy portions of the flu season. Duke Medicine and the UNC Healthcare System have also placed restrictions on visitors over the past few weeks. In all of the cases, the restrictions are aimed at slowing the spread of influenza. UNC Healthcare has stopped visitation from children under the age of 12 to any inpatient care unit. And at Duke University Health System hospitals, children under 18 are only permitted to visit hospitals or wards when there has been prior approval and only in special circumstances. Patients at Duke hospitals may also receive no more than two adult visitors at one time. The Durham VA has also restricted visitation from anyone under the age of 18. Anyone that is experiencing flu-like symptoms is also being restricted from visiting patients at any of the aforementioned healthcare facilities. And if you are experiencing symptoms associated with influenza, including coughing, sneezing, runny nose, or fever, you're being encouraged to contact a primary care doctor for an evaluation over the phone before visiting the hospital for treatment. The flu season has been particularly dangerous across North Carolina recently. During the 2013-2014 flu season, 107 North Carolinians died from flu-related illnesses, according to state health officials. This season shaping up to be just as dangerous. The latest numbers from the State Department of Health and Human Services report that there have been 40 flu-related deaths since early October. That includes a spike in the last week of reporting with 9 deaths the week ending December 27th. The flu vaccine has also been a major topic of debate this year because the main strand of influenza was not covered by the flu shot. You can still take measures to protect yourself from the flu. Doctors are still encouraging getting that flu shot if you have not already. While it does not guarantee that you will not come down with the virus, it does offer a higher level of protection than avoiding the shot. Officials are also encouraging you to increase hand washing with soap and warm water, and if you do feel that you're developing some symptoms of flu, you're encouraged to limit contact with the general public, rest, remain hydrated, and contact your primary care physician. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. Let's check in with Nikki Morse and find out what's happening out there on the roadways.
Not a whole lot so far, Ron. We don't have any reports of any accidents so far this morning. 54 eastbound just starting to get busy as you approach 40 from Fordham Boulevard. And 40 eastbound, still a delay-free ride from 15501 out to the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Since Nikki came to work here at WCHL, she's been telling me how much she really loves cold weather, and she's about to get her wish starting tomorrow. It's going to be really, really frigid, and everybody should look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
It's going to be great weather if you happen to be a polar bear. On the weather coming up in just a moment.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks. And
you're
we'll
welcome.
Talk to you again in just a few minutes here. And this traffic report has been brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, turning to that Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. First of all, it's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And it looks like this. 30 degrees right now. Well, not so bad. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 50 degrees. Actually, a pretty nice day on the way. It will be a little breezy later on in the day. Wind gusts up to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Not so much a problem at all. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low in the upper 20s. Still okay. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning. Breezy, much cooler. High tomorrow in the middle 30s. And then after we reach that point early in the afternoon, the temperature will fall gradually during the afternoon tomorrow into the upper 20s. Gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, we'll still have those strong winds up to 30 miles an hour in gusts with the low temperature about 10. Wind chill values as low as 2 below. And then on Thursday, sunshine, cold with highs in the upper 20s. And it's just going to continue from there. So we have some really cold weather on the way here in the next couple of days for sure. But today is really pretty nice. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he will talk with President Barack Obama about getting the flexibility to shape a state-specific health care plan. McCrory spoke about his plans to hundreds of business leaders on Monday. McCrory says he will meet with the president in Washington today with other members of the National Governors Association. The Republican governor says the topics he wants to discuss with the president include, quoting here, being allowed to develop our own program. McCrory didn't specifically say he will discuss the kind of waivers to Medicaid regulations allowed some of the 10 GOP-led states that have decided to expand Medicaid under the president's health care law. McCrory said he is open to expanding Medicaid coverage for the poor after a revamp to control costs in the $14 billion federal state medical program. Governor McCrory says the legislature needs to act early this year to refresh North Carolina's economic incentives offerings because he lacks tools needed when pitching North Carolina to company executives. The governor told a New Year's Business Economic Forum yesterday he wants lawmakers to develop a strategic incentive program with changes in a matter of weeks if the state wants recent job announcements to continue. The legislative session is not expected to begin in earnest until January 28th. McCrory and then-Commerce Secretary Sharon Decker last summer unsuccessfully sought from the North Carolina General Assembly more funds for the Job Development Investment Grant Program and for a new initiative to help rural areas land big companies. The governor told reporters afterward, at a minimum, a bill is needed for the cash-strapped investment grant program. Coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL, we'll take a look at our number four the top news story of the year and the number four newsmaker of the year as we revisit 2014, our WCHL year in review. Again, that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Time now for WCHL championship sports, and every Carolina basketball fan knows that last night was a tough one for North Carolina. Number 18 North Carolina men's basketball team fell to number 13 Notre Dame, 71-70 last night at Smith Center. Tar Heels now 11-4 on the season, 1-1 in ACC play. This was a mighty good team that Carolina was playing. The Fighting Irish improved to 15-1 overall, 3-0 in the ACC. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on last night's one-point loss.
The Fighting Irish certainly lived up to their billing as the nation's top shooting team. Notre Dame came out on a torrid pace and eventually finished the contest shooting 46% from the floor and got 18 points from junior forward Zach August, who led all scorers. Despite the lights-out shooting from the nation's leading team in field goal percentage, the Tar Heels clawed all the way back to claim a 70-69 lead late in the contest. But from there, Carolina would rue missing its final eight shots.
just extremely disappointed, and they're the best shooting team in the country, and they looked the part tonight. Now, they helped us a little bit at the end by missing some free throws. I think Steve said they made 16, 15, 16 in a row before that, and they made 10 threes to our four, but our club did give us a chance to make a play at the end. Just didn't get it done.
That was UNC head coach Roy Williams. As a team, UNC shot a 36.9% clip overall and knocked down a mere 25% of their three-point attempts. Junior point guard Marcus Page led UNC with 15 points, but missed the final potential game-winning shot with four defenders blanketing him. Page says it was frustrating fighting all the way back and not being able to put the game away in the clutch.
You know, it's tough when you're clawing back, and it's a one-possession game. Every stop is so hard to get that you have to convert a couple of those when you do get a stop, and we couldn't get a basket to go in. And that was the toughest thing, is we were getting the stops against them, which is really hard to do. We just couldn't get that basket and get over the hump.
Notre Dame senior Pat Connington got the hot hand in the second half, and it was UNC freshman Theo Pinson who provided a much-needed answer off the bench to a waning Carolina attack. Junior forward J.P. Tokido says the Tar Heels, though, especially the big men, still need to grow tougher.
Attack. I feel like, this is not criticizing my bigs at all, but, you know, we got pushed out of the lane too much. I would say, you know, post harder. I mean, we want to get them the ball. They know that. You know, everybody, I'm not just saying our bigs, but everybody has to change.
Up until late, the Irish hadn't missed a single free throw. That all changed when normally reliable Connington missed not one, but two. In typical Page style, he popped a three-pointer on the other end to change the momentum of the game. The Tar Heels trailed just 69-68 with 3:09 to play and were looking like a likely winner. But despite Notre Dame missing free throws the rest of the way, Carolina couldn't muster the offensive production they needed to get over the finish line. And when the buzzer sounded on a final Page three-point heat, it was over. Coach Williams isn't pinning much blame on Page, though. He says UNC got plenty of looks late, especially inside from Kennedy Meeks. But the Tar Heels were just unable to convert when it mattered most.
Kennedy had two looks inside, and that's where I keep talking about. He's got to get more explosive because he just didn't have that much lift at that point. But it's what it is. North Carolina missed the shots. We had some good ones and didn't make very many didn't make enough, that's for sure.
Next up for Carolina comes another high-powered ACC matchup with the number 5 Louisville Cardinals traveling to Chapel Hill Saturday. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Again, a very tough loss for Carolina last night, 71-70. Notre Dame defeating the Tar Heels at the Smith Center. And thanks, Matt, for that report. Coming up next hour on WCHO, we'll also talk to Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina and get his impressions on last night's game. Art Chansky has more to say about it coming up. 7:24 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Going small almost came up big for the Tar Heels. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. When Kennedy Meeks went out of the game early in the second half after committing foolish fouls number 3 and 4, it gave Roy Williams a chance to do what he probably should have done earlier against Notre Dame. Go small. The 13-ranked Irish start 4 guards and a forward with only one player bigger than 6'5". It's a lineup that gives most teams problems against their quickness, but Carolina could not take advantage of its size to create mismatches under the basket. And the fact that Notre Dame shoots great percentages from the three-point line and foul line becomes a real bitch chasing the Irish. That's where the Tar Heels were most of the night, clawing back to within 4 at the half and appearing ready to take control of the game with their height advantage. But when Meeks went over the back for his 3rd foul and hooked a defender going to the basket for his 4th, Carolina fell behind by double digits as the Irish came out hot and kept on their way to making their first 15 free throws. So old Roy goes to a smaller lineup featuring freshman Theo Pinson and Joel Berry and keeps only one big on the floor for most of the dramatic comeback that had the Dean Dome rocking and almost stole the game. Pinson had 8 rebounds in 16 minutes to lead the entire team, and thrice he cleared the offensive boards that gave Carolina another shot at the basket. That has been and will continue to be UNC's biggest weapon this season, since it is Williams' 3rd straight offensively challenged team. Carolina made only one of its last 13 shots and did not have a field goal for almost the last 5 minutes. Fortunately, their defense cooled off the Irish, who missed four straight free throws and also got cold from the floor against the Tar Heels' best pressure of the night. The small lineup nearly pulled it out for the home team, but the dadgum ball just wouldn't go in the basket, even with three possessions in the last minute. Marcus Page, who was still struggling to find his offense from last season, went right down the lane with 4 seconds to play and missed the go-ahead bucket from point-blank range. That should have not happened, but his fellow Mighty Mites got Carolina close enough for it to matter. What a gallant effort for sure, but basketball is still a pretty simple game. Can't score, can't win. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
It was fun being Michelangelo, but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years. Like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
More news coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL right now. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is brought to you by the Carolina Inn on the beautiful UNC campus. It is 30 and even 30 degrees this morning. WCHL, a little bit on the chilly side, but not so bad. Mostly sunny today. Mild temperatures. Look for a high this afternoon of about 50. It will be a little bit breezy. A gust up to 15 miles per hour late in the day. Now, tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning. Just a chance. Breeze tomorrow, though. Much cooler. Our high today, high tomorrow, rather, in the middle 30s. And then the temperatures will gradually fall in the upper 20s by the end of the day tomorrow. However, the really cold thing is going to be the wind. We'll have some strong wind gust up to 30 miles per hour tomorrow. Tomorrow night, those winds will continue, and it will be clear, much colder, with a low down around 10 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 2 below. On Thursday, more of the same, sunny and cold with a high only in the upper 20s. And still, those winds will blow. So some really cold weather on the way. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by the executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. The 114th Congress convenes in 4.5 hours.
This new Republican-controlled Congress could have clashes with President Obama, but also areas of potential compromise, for example, on trade agreements, tax reform, and jobs bills.
Correspondent Mark Albert with the GOP setting an agenda.
Some of the ideas that the Republicans want to take up immediately, like the Keystone XL pipeline, some job creation bills, some repealing or reforming the Affordable Care Act, and border security, could come in for some quick opposition from the White House. President Obama has not yet said whether he would veto the Keystone XL pipeline bill, but he hasn't said he would sign it either.
House Speaker John Boehner is expected to keep his position. Mitch McConnell will take over as Senate Majority Leader. Both the House and Senate convene at noon in Washington. The Republican margin in the House, 246 to 188, is the largest that party's had in nearly 70 years. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
29 degrees this morning, 732 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, anticipating some incredibly cold weather coming up starting tomorrow and tomorrow night and the rest of the week, really. Today, actually, will be a nice day with a high around 50. Just a few days here into the new year, Chapel Hill has seen another incident involving a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle. This has happened a lot in our community lately. This time it happened in the Metamont community. In an email, Metamont Community Association Manager Bill Farrell said a resident of the neighborhood was struck by a car on Monday just before 9 a.m. while crossing Splunt Street on the Greenway Trail. According to Farrell, quoting here, the individual was injured and transported to UNC hospitals. No word on the extent of the injuries, but they're not reported as life-threatening. The pedestrian was reportedly crossing at a posted crosswalk. Officials are reminding everyone that the law requires drivers to stop for pedestrians in crosswalks, not just in the Metamont community, but all over our community at large. You know, we've reached the end of 2014. We've started a new year. As 2015 starts, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. This week is part of our annual WCHL Year in Review. We're continuing our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. And today, we're up to number 4. What do you get when you combine 6 inches of snow and ice with one of the biggest rivalries in all of college sports? Snowmageddon 2014. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look back at our number 4 news story of the year.
It's not going to get better. So folks who aren't, you know, wherever they're going to be to ride out the storm tonight, they should get there soon and just plan on staying there at this point.
That was National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Petro. Petro's advice was easier said than done. The storm came fast and furious around 1 p.m. Every flake of snow found its mark, and in less than an hour, the streets had turned into a wintry gridlock that had unsuspecting drivers trapped for hours on the frozen highways of the Triangle. It looked like a scene from an apocalyptic movie in some areas, with cars littering the sides of the roads and accidents clogging up main thoroughfares. Many were forced to abandon their vehicles and take to the streets, trudging along in the mounds of snow and ice. But this Wednesday afternoon in February was no ordinary one. The Smith Center was scheduled to play host to the Tobacco Road rivalry. The Tar Heels Blue Devils showdown, despite the deteriorating conditions, was still a go.
You know, people who have tickets for this game would be driving in all likelihood are not going to be able to do that, and that is very regrettable. But the conference policy is that if the teams and the officials can get here, we should try and play the game. As of right now, we're a go.
That was UNC Athletics spokesman Steve Kirshner. Despite the treacherous conditions, many folks were planning to risk it anyway to get to the game, even if it meant going about it the old-fashioned way.
Of course, now all as planned is snow falling in Chapel Hill. She said, well, it's not going to stop me. I'm elderly.
elderly, but I will walk 4 miles to get to that game tonight. That's what she said.
That was former WCHL news director Rand Northam. A few hours later, though, at approximately 5 p.m., conference officials and UNC athletics director Bubba Cunningham called it off. The Duke-UNC contest was postponed after the charter bus scheduled to bring the Blue Devils over to Chapel Hill was unable to get to Duke's campus to pick up the players. The game was played a week later, with UNC claiming a dramatic victory over its rivals, but it's that 12th of February that will have people talking for years to come, for a couple of reasons. For the intensity of a winter storm that comes around these parts of North Carolina only once every decade or so, and for the unprecedented chapter in the Duke-Carolina rivalry that was written without a single ball bouncing on the hardwood. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Matt. Our number four newsmaker of the year came out of the past this summer and shocked the UNC community. We already knew there'd been academic misconduct, of course, but Rashad McCants named names.
If Roy Williams doesn't step up and take responsibility, you say, well, Roy, you didn't know about any of these things. How are you getting paid millions of dollars to be a college coach? How is it that you're not accountable for what your players do off the floor?
That was Rashad McCants on ESPN back in June, days after he went public with claims that he'd taken fraudulent paper classes at UNC, that tutors had written his papers for him, and that head coach Roy Williams was fully aware of all of that. Big news because Roy's name had never been really implicated in the scandal up until then. Big news also because Rashad McCants was the star player on UNC's 2005 NCAA championship team. But almost as soon as McCants' charges were out there, his credibility began to fall apart. Coach Williams denied his story, as did 16 of his former teammates. McCants himself began making stranger and stranger claims. For example, saying the NCAA was writing him a $300 million check. Meanwhile, everybody around UNC Athletics was weighing in. Most of the reaction, though not all, but most of those folks, not too impressed with Rashad McCants.
Anytime someone goes public with charges like this, there has to be a reason. Maybe it's completely altruistic. Maybe there's more to it than that.
Rashad McCants is the only healthy player from the 2005 team that's not in the NBA. So, I mean, it's just trying to get his 15 minutes of fame.
Rashad McCants was never considered a particularly solid citizen when he was at University of North Carolina.
I'm very, very pained that Rashad basically painted a broad brush against our athletics program, and I think he did taint our great brand. I'm also sad that, from his own perspective, that he felt cheated, that he did not get more out of the university, if indeed that is his truth.
It's another example, another time where Outside the Lines finds the perspective of one malcontent former athlete who's frustrated with his position in life now and wants to blame everybody but himself.
Rashad McCants soon disappeared from the spotlight, and when the truth came out several months later, he was nowhere in the conversation. But for the storm he caused this past summer, Rashad McCants clocks in as our number four newsmaker of the year. Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout the week as we continue to count down our top news stories and top newsmakers of 2014. And for the complete list, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. And by the way, I understand that Rashad McCants is still waiting on that $300 million check from the NCAA.
So am I.
Yeah, me too. Do you know that the NCAA is going to write me a check for $500 million?
Wow, that would be great.
It's true.
What you going to buy me?
I don't know, but anything you want.
Excellent.
You just be thinking about it.
You know, more people should say that.
When I get that check, I'm going to spread it around to everybody.
Excellent.
My goodness. Well, it's 7:39 at WCHL, and Nikki Morse, obviously, is here and getting ready to, well, she's already clicking away all those ideas going through your mind about how you're going to spend that money.
I am, actually. You know me so well.
That's just such a thought, man. I mean, they're gonna write me a $300 million check. Yeah, right. The moment he said that, I thought, well, uh-oh. Yeah. Whatever credibility you might have had, goodbye.
You know, I say that about all kinds of people. Yeah. You owe me $500 million. I want it right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, cashier's check, preferably.
Yeah.
I don't trust your personal account.
Don't write me a personal check. just something I can take to the bank, literally and figuratively.
Right, right, right.
Well, we got all those news stories and newsmakers on our website, of course, a complete list. And it's kind of fun going back, and some of these stories are good, some are bad, you know, from the past year. But it's good to remember all those things and put them in the proper perspective now.
Oh, yeah.
As we begin a new year.
Yeah, I love it.
And our news department, of course, has worked really hard putting all this together. And so throughout the week, we're going to continue doing this. But what is happening at chapelbrew.com?
Well, like you said, we have the list of the top newsmakers and news stories of the year. So make sure you check that out also.
What she said.
Yes, what I said. Also, D.G. Martin has a good story on celebrating North Carolina on screen. He talks about the production of movies and television programs in North Carolina. As you know, so many of them have been produced here over the years, and it's kind of a shame that some of the incentives have been taken away from them to get more films brought here to the state. So we'll see how that goes.
No kidding.
Got a couple of great photo galleries. The Friends of the Chapel Hill Library hosted a Meet the Author tea. Of course, Susan Murray was there, and Charlie Lovett was the author that they were having tea with. And it was kind of neat because you could see pictures of basically one-on-one talking. You know, it was kind of really cool that he could sit down and talk one-on-one with all the audience members.
I was having tea at the same time. I just wasn't there. I was having tea. And
was your pinky out?
Really, my pinky out. It's a little, really little cup.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a visual. I love it. Anyway, we also have a photo gallery at the UNC Notre Dame game, if you really want to see that. Well, it was a great game. I mean, when you consider it was only a one-point loss.
Yeah, they're a very good team.
Yeah,
very
absolutely. So
very
check
good
that out.
Shooting team, that's for sure. No question.
Yeah. So check that out, chapelbrew.com, for all the latest and greatest.
Yeah. Hey, is that it? That's it?
Was that a sign-off statement? That was a good one to me.
That's easy for me to say. Of course, we are 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL with instantly live streaming on an app for that, chapelbrew.com. You get the Chapelbrew app if you don't have it on your phone or whatever device.
Yes, because there's so many devices out there today.
All your devices.
Yes.
That always sounds a little bit sinister to me. All your devices.
It's not vices, it's devices.
I don't know where I'm going. All right, well, thank you. I'm just getting familiar with all this high technology, you know?
I do know. Bless your heart.
Shut up. 743 at WCHL.
Hey, Vapor Girl, tell us about your e-liquid flavors.
In 30 seconds, impossible. We manufacture in Chapel Hill more than 250 original flavors.
Well, what's in your e-liquid?
Well, we use only nicotine from North Carolina tobacco.
What's your favorite?
My favorite e-liquid is Angel Lust, and it tastes just like strawberry shortcake.
Wow, Vapor Girl, I've got to go to your store and try all those flavors. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or LA, but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at 3 times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public service. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
30 degrees, 745, WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Mike Komovas. We hear and read plenty of negative news every day about the economy, the job market, school budgets, housing foreclosures, gas prices, what's going on in Washington, and more. Just because this is Orange County, many people think we're in good shape. We could be doing much better and a whole lot more. There's 24 hours in a day, 168 hours a week. So what are you doing with your time? Try volunteering. There's many opportunities right here. Here's what some other people are doing. Christine Cotton, Susan Romaine, and Debbie Horowitz created Porch, organizing food drives to restock shelves of local food pantries for giving to families in need. They now have over 150 other volunteers and coordinators and 1,200 neighbors participating in monthly food drives. The Jobs Network of St. Thomas More Catholic Church helps people searching for a job or exploring a new career how to succeed in today's marketplace. On the second and fourth Saturday mornings each month, Richard Jordan, Connie Nigro, Mira Kirsch, Terry DeLeon, Kimberly Spores, Amy Laurenti, Bruce Gingrich, Karen McCall, and others facilitate meetings, lead discussions, provide contacts, and help people network. In the past 3 years, over 350 people have come to these meetings and gotten help. The Interfaith Council is seeking volunteers for client interviewers, greeters, food drivers, and day and evening assistants. The IFC helps homeless people in this area with the Community Kitchen and Community House, the Robert Nixon Free Healthcare Clinic for Homeless, Home Start for Homeless Women and Children, Community Services and Food Pantry, and a Hispanic Outreach. If you volunteer even 1 hour a week, you'll still have plenty of time left. So, what will you do that'll be good news to report? This is Mike Komovas.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carborough for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carborough Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
This is Phil Ford of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Good morning, Ron.
Oh, good morning, Phil. I am sitting here holding up four fingers. Four, I promise.
Okay.
7:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound Fordham Boulevard, starting to see some crowded conditions as you approach Manning Drive, heading to the 54 access. 15501 also heavily traveled in segments both directions between Franklin Street and 40. And crowded conditions as well on 40 eastbound in segments as you head from 54 out to the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks, Nikki. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecasts. Buckle up, because you need to listen to this very closely here. It's going to be cold, no question about that. Forecast brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. We'll get to Grimble's in just a second here, but let me tell you, it's going to be mostly sunny today. Actually, a nice day. Mild temperatures, high today about 50. The wind's going to kick up a little bit late in the day. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low in the upper 20s. just a couple of degrees cooler than what we have right now. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning. Breezy, much cooler. High tomorrow in the middle 30s. Not only that, but after we reach that high, the temperatures will fall gradually into the upper 20s by the end of the day. Gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, those winds will continue. Strong winds, clear, much colder, low about 10.
Stop it.
And those wind gusts continuing up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 2 below. On Thursday, sunny, cold with a high in the upper 20s, and the winds will continue. Wind chill values as low as 3 below in the morning.
You know what would make that more fun?
What?
If it was raining at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I love being cold and wet. That's my favorite.
To each his own.
Yeah.
Grimble Jewelers has your engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question. Well, that custom piece that you've been dreaming of is there, as well as a great selection of diamonds and whatever kind of engagement ring you want. Grimble Jewelers is there. Go see Berkeley, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. And when you're with Berkeley, you always have too much fun. 751 at WCHL. Good morning. Ron Stutz here along with Nikki Morse and the amazing Dr. Pond.
Did I just hear you say two below?
Two below.
Two below. Isn't that a little town where you used to be a DJ, Two Below?
I was just saying, I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi. And you know what?
Hey, Tupelo.
You know where Tupelo is, right?
I don't know where it is or what it is, but Ron, that forecast you just read to us.
It's near one below, Wayne.
It was January or something, huh? What happened to Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I don't know, man, but this cold is for real. And, they're getting it in other parts of the country, so I guess it's only fitting that we get it, too. So.
No, it's not. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope that, when we get these incredibly cold temperatures, that, like Nikki was saying a while ago, that we don't get rain along with it. I mean, that would be horrible.
Ugh.
So much for meteorological equality. You can keep it, huh?
Yeah. Well, we live in the South for a reason, am I right?
You got it.
You know what they do when there's any kind of a forecast for snow? Just, go to the back door and stand there with the door open and get a quarter out and flip it up in the air and say, is it going to snow? It's not snow. Tails. It's not going to snow.
Is that
and
how we do
get
it?
12 inches. Yeah. This is how we do it. All right, Wayne Pond is here.
Ron, you're in a chatty mood this morning. I just love it.
I'm always in a, don't you just love it? Remember that old song?
No, I don't. It's way before my time, but thanks for asking.
Dr. Pond does.
All right, guys.
Wayne, how's it going?
The word of the day. No more of these cream puffs. I tell you, we're going to play hardball from now on here.
Uh-oh.
All right, here's the word of the day. The word of the day is sarsnet. Sarsnet. Let me spell this for you and give you a quick explanation. S is in Sun or Sam. S-A-R-S-E-N-E-T. S-A-R-S-E-N-E-T. Now, that second S, according to the wordsmith, could also be a C. And although it looks like you might pronounce this word with three syllables, actually you're supposed to say sarsnet, not sarsenet.
Sarsnet.
So, you got any idea what this is all about? Nikki, you all those design classes you took when you were in the PhD program in textiles over at State.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got any idea what this word means? It was new to me, new to Mary Donna, so this is a toughie, I would say.
Yeah, no, I really don't. Does it have to do with netting at all?
Well, in a way, in a sort of kind of way, it does. This is a word that derives from the word Saracen in Anglo-Norman culture. Ron knows all about that.
Uh-huh.
I'll explain that to you later. This is, to get to it here, a fine, soft silk fabric used as lining material in dressmaking. So anything to keep you warm, Ron, that's what I was thinking, huh?
Ron?
Oh, sorry. I noticed Wayne didn't even ask me if I knew what it meant because he.
Yes, I did.
Assumed that I didn't have any idea.
Yes, I did.
If Mary Donna doesn't know it, I don't know it.
You don't care to know it, huh?
Really? I mean, sarsnet.
All right. Well, there's a goodie and a toughie. Sarsnet. S A R, S-E-N-E-T, a noun, fine, soft, silk fabric used as lining material and in dressmaking. So, Ron, when you put on your kilt to go out to pick up the paper, God, what a thought that is.
I know. You give me a visual. Thanks.
Yeah, make sure it's lined with Sarsnet, okay?
You know what? Nobody can ever say this is not an educational program.
They say it every morning. Believe me, they say it every morning.
Every day, yeah.
All right, well, hey.
All right, well, behave yourselves. Talk to you in the morning. Bye.
You got it. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, we'll have an opportunity for you to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, $7.55. Time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the clean joke of the day. And here, once again, is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Two young engineers applied for the single position that was open at a computer company. They both had the same qualifications, so in order to determine who to hire, the applicants were asked to take a test by the department manager. Upon completion of the test, both men missed only one of the questions. Mm-hmm. Manager went to the first applicant and said, "Thank you for your interest, but we've decided to give the job to the other applicant." "And why would you do that? We both got 9 questions right," asked the rejected applicant. "Well, we based our decision not on the correct answers, but the question you missed," said the manager. And just how would one incorrect answer be better than the other?"
"Right."
"Simple," said the department manager. "Your fellow applicant put down for question 5, 'I don't know.' You put down, 'Neither do I.'"
Okay, I can understand how they made that judgment.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Coming up on 757 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Bob Morano is Orange County's Director of Animal Services, and he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Morano is always urging Orange County residents to make certain that their pets are vaccinated for rabies.
Cost of a vaccination varies, to be sure. You know, our reference point for the cost of a vaccination is the low-cost vaccination clinics we offer, and when we do offer those for a vaccination, it's certainly a low cost for rabies vaccination because it doesn't include some of the other costs people are likely to encounter if they go to a veterinary clinic, as we would recommend people do.
If your pet should come into contact with a rabid animal, you would have to get a booster shot right away. And if your dog or cat's vaccination was not current, then your animal would have to be quarantined.
This is certainly a very regrettable situation when folks have to make, you know, to contemplate and make such a difficult decision between a costly quarantine on the one hand or the euthanasia of a beloved pet on the other hand. And I think it is very much for that reason that it underscores the great value of rabies vaccinations for our pets, first and foremost because they can be the difference between life and death for a particular dog or cat.
Orange County's Animal Services Center is an open-door facility and operates both intake and adoption services. They're open to the public 6 days a week at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. And you can bet everybody who works there absolutely loves animals, including the director, Bob Morato.
Certainly, it's in all of our interest to obtain rabies vaccinations for our pets to avoid that situation. And, you know, the cost to a veterinarian is well worth it. And as I noted, we offer low-cost vaccination clinics, and they are listed on our website. Or folks may call our animal control office for additional information at 245-2075.
Bob Morano, Orange County's Director of Animal Services, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Thanks for overseeing the pet population.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
29 degrees in Chapel Hill. Get ready for the chill later in the week. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and